Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Changing, and every now and then there comes a gospel artist with a message and a song that just cuts through all the chase, all the issues that we face in the world today. This is Veronica Brown, Evangelist Brown, with Time After Time. And right after this interview, we will hear from this extraordinary artist. This is Real Gospel.
With mighty power, body aching, heal me, Lord, make it feel better. These pains, Lord, take it. Find me by His stripes, healed me according to Isaiah. The Bible says He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. By His stripes we are healed. He keep on saving me. Time after time after time. Keep on saving me. Talking about when you're down and down. When you're in trouble. Keep on saving me.
Time after time.
You don't have to worry about a dark old thing. Now listen, God did it. He saved me. I can't forget it. Healed my mind, my body, my soul with it. Renew my spirit. Speak, Lord, I'll do it. I'm your child, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you want me to preach, I'll be your teacher. If you want me to sing, I'll do to your name. According to the song, the Bible says that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. That whosoever believe in Him shall not perish. In my heart,
time,
you know, down in my soul,
you keep on saving,
you keep on saving me.
Time,
Jehovah Emmanuel, yeah,
keep on saving me.
Thank you, Lord, for being all.
Time,
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. Like I promised, here's the anointed woman of God, Veronica Brown, better known as Evangelist Brown. Welcome to Real Gospel, my friend.
Thank you for having me. I am so happy to be here, Mr. X-Man.
Like I always say, tell us a little bit about yourself for that person or persons whom just found Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior on yesterday. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about, you know, just how you came to fall in love with Jesus, you know?
Well, it's been a long journey. I was, my father, of course, was a minister. Before he came a minister, he was on the road. He was a gospel singer. So he was on the road on the weekends. And after he decided to finish singing around and doing his recording, he decided, I guess he felt he was called to minister. So Dad was, my father was Reverend Clarence Brown, and he became a minister and started the church on the west side of Detroit, as well as on the east side of Detroit, two different churches. And so I've been singing and following him along throughout his journey, as young as I can remember, as young as very, very young. And so I became a part of God's army at a very young age.
So if you don't mind me asking, who were some of the people whom influenced you or played a role in your life and just sort of inspired you to be where you are today? You know, just name a few if you don't mind.
My influences, on, of course, always your parents, always your first influence, your dad's name. Of course, and my mother's song in the choir. And but along the way, you know, I love so many artists, you know, especially as a kid, very young. My first person I think I must say I really enjoyed was, what's the guy's name? This group name was the Staple Singers. I really love the Staple Singers. Yes. Yes. I love the Mavis Staples, and I love the, there was a group in Detroit called, a female group called the Silver Hearts. And we would hear them a lot, gospel group, and they was great. And as we went up, you know, as I, of course, you know, as you grow, you hear other artists, so you get into all types of music, because music is music. And so I began to listen to, I heard during that time, the Temptations on the radio, and, you know, OJ's on the radio. You say, oh, yeah, that was new to me as a kid, you know. So, and then, you know, you grow, you continue to grow, and then you hear new artists, and then I fell in love with Tina and Aretha and Whitney Houston, and today I really continue to enjoy Mary Mary and Canton Jones and Israel and Fred Hammond, of course. I love Fred Hammond, and so these are artists that I enjoy listening to. And just became a part of my world in the industry.
So growing up as a person in the Lord, talk to us a little bit about being a kid and just what it was like, and just sort of, you know, just talk to us a little bit about growing up in the church.
I guess as a kid, you do and you know what was around in your environment. So I gave myself to the Lord, you know, when you baptize and you live the life that you're that you follow and you read, you go to children's class, so Bible class, and so throughout my life, I've done that. I tried to live that road, but you know, when you become adult, you change. You go to college, you go to school, and you get out of your environment, and you make your own environment. You continue that legacy. And I've always said in my heart and in my mind, I'm going to give my life and devote my life to spreading God's word. When opportunities came along, and I began to travel around the world, and I realized, when you realize that a lot of people, believe it or not, did not know too much about God, or didn't know about God, never heard about Jesus in many territories of the world. And so when the opportunity arose, I was able to go on to relocation with my group. I had became a part of a group called the Preacher's Daughters. And we worked for the United States government. So whatever the United States sent us, they would send the Preacher's Daughters in before they would have, the United States have a meeting or something going on with that particular, in that particular territory. And we would go in and we would sing to these dignitaries and the military staff, you know, and their families. And we would go in and sing. And of course, I've always, I probably would sing a song that my turn to sing. And like old school chain or something, you know, want to read the second song. And but I would always bring God into the mix, you know. And they didn't understand what, you know. And then I would get into it. When I get into the vamp, I always end up talking about what God has done for you or what God can do for you. You know, this is why I'm here today. So I've always made a commitment, no matter what my environment, what my circumstances is, I'm going to make sure that somebody somewhere is going to hear about Christ from me.
Thank you for that. Now, you know, I was told that when you first heard Time After Time that you were not too thrilled about it, that you just wasn't quite sure if that's how you wanted to go. But I want to let you know that when I first heard the song, I was blown away. It had a blues touch, an old school gospel touch. And then when you begin to sing, the power and the anointing in your voice just simply took the song to a whole new level. And so this song, you've got to tell us just a little bit about the song. And a shout out right now to some of your producers, or one in particular, Michael Powell, Grammy Award winning Michael Powell. But tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the song.
Yes, you hit it right on the head, the nail on the head, because the fact is that when I first heard this particular song, I was like, okay, it kind of remind me of Dad, you know, old school, you know, stuff. And then, but then that's because when I first heard and I listened to the melody of the song, you know, and so later I went into my kitchen and I was just, you know, listening to it. And then I said, wait a minute, you know, because what it's saying, time after time, you know, God is always going to be with you time after time. He keep on saving you. You know, and as we grow, we continue to grow. I know we start as embryos, and then we grow into infants, you know. And then we grow. We just continue to grow into the Lord. So the more I listen to the song, in situations in our life, in my life, so I could, of course, because I made it personal to me, I said, yes, you know, I remember this and I remember that, and I don't know what happened, but God came through and worked everything out. So he's always with me, time after time and after time, and especially in today's society, as what's going on in our country today, never feel that you're being alone, that you're alone. God is always with you. Time after time after time, no matter what's going on, you can always call on the Lord, because we all have things going on in our lives. Life happens. But if I know that God is in my heart, mind, and soul, you got to remember to call on the Lord at any time, because he'll keep on saving you, because he's the same yesterday, today, and he's still here today.
So one quick question that I'm asking artists these days, how has COVID-19 changed your life? I know that it definitely has been a change, but in particular, what can you share with us as a recording artist, as a person, about how COVID-19 has changed your life and the lives of people around you? You know what I mean?
Wow. It was definitely a change, you know, and it came about quickly. In my daily life, of course, I'm a flight attendant, and of course, I'm around a lot of people. So when this happened, I was like, whoa. I said, man, do I need, and not only just the actual virus, you know, you got to figure out, okay, how do you maneuver yourself through this, you know? And so after listening to what's going on and listening to all the medical community and on my job. And it's so vast change from person to person. So somebody got to come out and give me something, you know, give something directly what to do. So with me, and I have a sister that's in medical, and I had a little bit of medical, and I said, well, you know what? I said, you know, we got to find something that everybody can do, because otherwise it's going to go crazy. You know, it's not going to work, you know, for everyone. So I just felt that let me call on God, but let's pray about it first. Let's start there. And that's Lord for wisdom. And knowledge and understanding. And so I just decided, you know, with me, with this academic going on, I just decided, you know, I'm going to do whatever they say to do and ask God to help me on my way. And it's very difficult out here, you know, in the community, especially on planes. You see people that don't want to adhere to it, but you in control. So when I go to work every day, I have to let God go first. Because I have to ask the Lord to put his arms of protection all around me, and then put an arms of protection around this plane, and then give people peace, give me peace, and give my customers peace that will pass us all understanding, so we can get through each day at a time. So it's just a journey for everyone, you know, but God is always there. So I have that peace. I don't concern myself, because I just keep, you know, my distance, I mask up, and I go and do what I have to do.
Thank you so much for those words of wisdom. And I do believe that if we all continue to practice safe distancing, wearing a mask, that we can at least try to get this pandemic under some form of control. It shouldn't be political. It really should be about being our brother and sister's keeper. You know, I'm just, you know, it shouldn't be political. We should just really want to try to do our best, our part in making sure that we try our best to be good stewards.
Yes, yes. Chances to go a long way. You're so right. You're so right. And if everybody just keep that in mind, you know, and keep the Lord first, I guarantee you he'll be there for you. He'll keep on saving you. He'll keep on protecting you time after time after time. And believe me, and then you will grab on to that peace that will pass us all understanding.
Yes, yes, yes. And coming from an anointed, and I do mean anointed, woman of God, those words of encouragement will go a very long way. Where can the listeners find out more about you, your music ministry? How can we find you?
Well, you can always go to veronicabrown.org, and you can stream the song on Spotify or whatever your favorite digital store. Look up Veronica Brown. Yeah, .org. Yes, I'm on face all of that. Yes.
You all support this anointed woman of God. Now, as a flight attendant, are you the type of flight attendant that has a real nice personality? You have us cracking up when we're in our seats, and you make us feel real comfortable about flying. You know, everybody's not always comfortable flying, especially in the age of COVID-19. So is there personality in you? Are you sort of a character on the, you know, plane as a stewardess? Yeah, share that with us.
Yes. Yes. And when I'm on the plane, people always, you know, ask me, do you sing? You sing? I see you. I think I see you. On a regular basis. So, yes. So I appreciate that, because we do need all the prayers that we can get, and continue to pray. And we pray for our community, you know, wherever we are, you know, because we need that protection anywhere that we go, you know. And don't forget, you know, to keep a smile on your face, you know, because when you smile, somebody smiling back at you.
Well, there you have it. I want each and every one of you to go out and support this anointed woman of God. Her title is Evangelist, but her name is Veronica Brown. The song is called Time After Time. Please go out and support this woman of God. She's giving you her social media platforms. Please reach out to her there, follow her, like her music, support Amen. Her music. And I just want to say that I appreciate you for just spending time with us on Real Gospel. You have our support. And anytime you need us, please don't hesitate to reach back out to us.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. And God bless you all out there.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.